You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. This week, the grocery chain Aldi started opening new stores in Southern California as part of its $3 billion expansion plan. The German company is aiming to have 2,000 U.S. stores operating in the next couple years. That's up from about 1,400 today. Aldi will face a highly competitive grocery market in Southern California, but experts say that its no-frills, low-price model make it one of the fastest-growing retailers around. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Aldi operates in 17 countries and is a go-to grocery store in Germany, where it started. Now it's one of the hottest discount retailers in the U.S., a market it entered way back in the late 70s.
They are the overnight success that nobody has heard of after 30 years, 40 years.
Jim Hertel is a retail consultant with Willard Bishop and Inmar Analytics Company. He estimates Aldi's sales at stores open at least a year are growing between 8 and 10% a year on average, much faster than traditional supermarkets.
Those stores are growing on a dollars basis, maybe 1 or 2% a year.
Hertel says Aldi will have a lot of competitors in Southern California, including from Trader Joe's, which started in California and is tied to the same founding German family. Both chains have a limited selection and offer lots of private label items. But Hertel says Trader Joe's shoppers may seek something unique, whereas Aldi shoppers want a good deal.
They got good prices. Price is very good.
Mike Jones shops at an Aldi in St. Paul, Minnesota. He doesn't mind that the company keeps costs down by having shoppers bag their own groceries, but he's not a fan of paying a quarter to use a shopping cart.
Because sometimes I don't have a quarter or, that's what I don't like is the shopping cart thing. But, other than that, it's all good. I love Aldi's.
Aldi has started expanding its organic food brands, and Mike Paglia at Kantar Retail says some of the newer stores have a slightly more upscale decor.
Things like the color palettes, the lighting, the fixtures.
But he says at its core, Aldi's success still hinges on no-frills convenience and low prices. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.